This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, all Hades is breaking loose. I was finishing up with Jacob. I appreciate him holding. Chase, Chris, Jason, JB, GB, we'll get to all of you. 800-259-9231. All right, Jacob, you were getting into the whole Civil War thing. I totally agree with you. You've got upwards of 50 million people on food stamps, 100 plus million people on some form of food assistance, 100 million people on some form of welfare, another 50 million that are government dependent. I mean, that's more than half the public. 47%, as Mitt Romney said, just don't care and are going to continue to vote until the day the lights don't turn on. And I can't imagine what it's going to be like. And why would the government who built this nightmare want our guns during a collapse when that's the only thing that's going to maintain order in any area?
I mean, what I was getting into about the food stamp zombies is that's how it's all going to start. They're demonizing us right now to get the jellyfish who's going to vote, or, you know, the idiot jellyfish who's on their side to be against us when they come after us. Like, it's all going to start off when their food gets cut off, the zombies I'm talking about, their food gets cut off, then they're going to, you know, come after us because we're prepared and we're going to start having to kill them by the tens of thousands. Then that's when the military and foreign troops are going to have to come curtail the, quote, civil disturbances. You know, and we're going to be in the right when we have to defend ourselves. But this whole time, they've demonized us and made us look like the terrorists.
Wow, that totally clicks that an economic implosion like Greece or somewhere where they had incredible violence, destruction, Spain, you name it, that when that kicks off here, they're going to call it terrorism. And then anyone that defends themselves is going to be called a terrorist. That makes a lot. And they'll call it race war because Michael Moore and others, they have a meme. They say anybody in the country with a gun is a racist who wants to kill blacks. Well, a lot of the blacks I know are moving to the country and getting guns and homeschooling their kids. They want freedom, too. Man, this I think that's in the cards. I know that's what they're really training for with all the armored vehicles and stuff. And then using it as side training to say it's for the Tea Party. The Tea Party is the last group that you're going to have any problems with unless you try to go enslave them.
Yeah, that's the one thing. We can't offensively do anything, but when we're attacked, we have to defend ourselves. But then you got MSLSD because they all seem like they're on some kind of drugs the whole time.
What they are is a group of hardcore fascists who know exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're following a script. They're operatives. I would imagine most of them are actually officers and are saluting. And a lot of them aren't American officers. And by the way, it's come out CNN's a bunch of Pentagon staff. It's beyond evil, sir. Anything else?
Well, can I plug one of your products before I go?
Sure.
The fluoride shield is by far my favorite. I've taken the nation iodine. The Supermale Vitality is amazing. Don't get me wrong, but when I first started taking the fluoride shield, you're right, man. I mean, the toxins and stuff that come out of your skin is absolutely disgusting. But when you wake up in the morning and you feel like, you know, you just feel like re-energized, it's amazing. I mean,
well, our number one sleeper product, it's the least best-selling, and I think it was the best thing we came out with. I held it as genius when Dr. Group and other researchers came out with six compounds, well-known, documented to be super chelators and detoxifiers. And it's double the size of the bottle for only a fraction of a higher price than a regular fluoride shield, the survival shield. I think it is the sleeper product. And you know what? To encourage people to get on it, I think we ought to do a sale of it. For instead of $39, we should do it for $29.95. And again, it's funding the operation, folks. Detox tinctures of this caliber are $50 to $100 by other competitors. So they're very fairly priced. And we really appreciate all your support. So I'm glad you brought it up because I didn't plug anything last hour, and that's how we fund our operation. Everybody should try the Fluoride Shield. It's got the nascent iodine, but five other detoxifying compounds. Thank you so much, sir, for the support. Testimonials are very important so people understand we're not playing games.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's jam in your calls here. We're live. Fix bayonets. We're in overdrive. In the info war, nonviolent cultural revolution against the cultural dehumanist, the cultural beyond Marxism eugenicists that we face, being aware of their manipulation is the end of their manipulation. Resisting their manipulation is victory. No one can be conquered who wants to be free. But you have to know the battle space to be free. And you have to know the police are not your enemy, even though they want to try to create a civil war and are telling the police that anybody who doesn't worship Mao Zedong is a murdering cop killer. This is the attempt for a total domestic takeover. Because they're scared. They know the libertarian movement's taking the country back. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for holding. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I want to ask you about the Act of 1871. I think it's the way we can prevent a civil war and rip the rug out from under the bankers. I don't know if you if you've ever heard about it or done.
Well, are you talking about that was the reversal of the abuses of Reconstruction?
Yeah, the United States was in some financial troubles and made a deal with the devil, with the Rothschilds and other bankers, and basically reworded the Constitution and put us on the track we're on today.
Well, you know, I'm familiar with that a little bit. Refresh my memory more about it.
Well, they signed in the act, and then they needed money, and so they gave bankers a lot of control over the country. And
well, that's right. And in the 30s, in 1830s and such, the President Jackson fought against that on his deathbed, said, "I killed the bank," but they did get quasi-control in the 1870s, but they didn't get really full control till 1913. We need to abolish the Federal Reserve, restore Glass-Steagall. Great point. What do you think about them trying to foment a civil war?
It's crazy. And there was another school shooting this afternoon in Oregon.
Yeah, that's probably gang-related. Yeah, two people shot, including the shooter. It's going to happen. It's part of a free society, but you got a much better chance. I think it's like 15 to 20 times, depending on the year, to die in a car wreck. Better chance of being electrocuted, falling in the bathtub, for non-self-inflicted gun wounds. If you add suicide, I think it's like 12,000 a year, to the tally of gunshot deaths, then it's more than drowning. I mean, ban lakes. I mean, you've got to ban swimming. More people die swimming in the lake. I mean, it's just you're going to die, folks. It's bad guys with guns, not the guns. I know our audience knows that. We need to explain that to people. And me saying don't kill cops if you're mad at the government, because it's like killing a bank teller because you're mad at your bank. That equals Alex Jones wants cops killed and is influencing people to kill cops, according to CNN and MSNBC. That's the craziness we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. That's the insanity. By the way, did we ever get the CNN clip where they say now, I know we have the MSNBC, but Kurt quotes it here, and we have a link to it. Do we have that where they now say the Tea Party's the enemy, not Al-Qaeda, that the Tea Party's the main threat? Yeah, because we talked about that last hour, and we were going to see what was going to go on with that headline. Because I know CNN did say that, but then we have a clip of MSNBC saying it, and it's confusing people. So it's not a big deal. We talked about it a couple times. I just want to find out. So please let me know. Let's go to Chase in Colorado. Chase, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I am calling about, there's a shooting at a high school in Oregon today. And
yes.
I'm sure your crew is following it. I think our government is going live with these events now, like a 9/11 event, just like Vegas yesterday or the day before. Right now, it sounds like there's one shooter and one student dead. But I think this was a live event because a lot of the families seem like they are really distressed and, pretty well put together, waiting for their kids to get off these buses. They're taking the kids from the high school to a supermarket.
No, I know. They told the parents, you don't get your kids. They were doing this before the school shootings even popped up again. Again, on a graph, there was a lot of gang-related stuff in the 80s and 90s. That's why it's still flat. But it is true there's a little bit of an increase in weirdo mass shootings because they're hyping them, where it's not gang-related. But you average it together with the gang-related, it's flat. And it's all media hype, they've been hyping the school shooting thing since before it started. And a lot of the psychologists chalk it up to the video games. And again, I'm not saying ban the shoot 'em up games, but already unstable mentally ill people are on drugs, legal and legal, from the Arizona shooter to you name it, and they're always devil worshippers. They've always... When there's real shootings, they're devil worshippers with satanic shrines who are into death in every case. So what do you bottom line think is going on in Oregon?
Well, my point was a lot of the students are reporting a second shooter. They said when they started shooting, the official story says that there was one shooter, and a lot of the students said when they started shooting, we started to run.
Well, I mean, guys, print off the latest on that because I just saw it and kind of didn't follow it because I was busy focused on the big issues. But yeah, but I just want a basic print on like what happened. Were both killed? Because that's when it's a big telltale. When everyone involved is killed, that's a good cover for it being staged. So I just need the basic numbers on that. Thanks. Shooter was killed. And the shooter might have been killed by police or something, but it's just so convenient like this other case. Thank you. Thank you, Chase. Jason in Tennessee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I sure can.
How are you doing? It's an honor to speak with you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you for everything you do.
No, don't do that.
You woke me up. I started listening to you probably right after 9/11, 2001. You woke me up, and I can't thank you enough for that. I was just like the other zombies, watching the news and believing it.
Well, Jason, I can't thank WBCR 1470, our oldest affiliate after Rochester, New York, two affiliates we have up there, Dr. Wolf stations, that still air the broadcast. But thank you so much, Jason. Give us your take on what's happening. They're now rolling out the script exactly as I predicted. It's not hard to do because they were telling us what they would do.
1,000 times, but I tell you what, my grandfather stormed the beaches of Normandy. I have an uncle that died in Vietnam. My brother was a Navy SEAL, served in Bosnia. And I'll tell you what, if they want to roll that out against the American people, they're going to, that's the worst mistake they could ever make.
Yeah, I mean, there is a disconnect. The globalists know what they're doing, but George Soros just ratted people out and had them thrown in concentration camps. He didn't actually do the killing. And it goes for all these other MSNBC people and all the rest of them. I mean, they literally, they're not going to get away with what they've done if they cause a civil war in this country. I will guarantee you, in the end, they are the ones that ought to be worried. And I know they're a bunch of cowards. Why do you think they don't understand what they're doing? I guess they haven't studied military history. They haven't studied asymmetrical warfare. They haven't studied this country.
I guess they haven't. I guess they haven't even studied Afghanistan or Iraq, that the greatest military power in the world can't even lock down those countries. I mean, what makes them think they're going to be able to lock down America?
What is your family? What does your Navy SEAL brother think about all this?
You know what? He's a little bit skeptical, but, you know, every now and again, he'll get a few beers in him and tell me some things that'll make your skin crawl. And I'm not even going to say it over the phone. I don't want to get him in trouble or nothing. But
what, torturing people, okay. Shipping drugs in? What is it?
Well, kind of more along the lines of like that movie Resident Evil. He got hurt when he was a SEAL, and he had such a high security clearance that he did other things, so to speak. And he could tell you things that make your skin crawl.
Oh, I know. They've got those clone bases and everything else. Yeah, the public isn't ready to hear all that. Very interesting. I appreciate your call. Yeah. Cloning's been going on since the Nazis. That's now declassified. Rabbits. Rabbits are the most fertile mammal that we know of. They've been cloning humans in embryonic form since the 80s. And they always bury it like a footnote. I remember, we're going to skip this network break, and then we'll just go out with the whatever you guys want. I just want to say this crew for a three-hour radio show, some days longer, is the hardest working folks. The way they just jump and scramble when I get in my manic mode here on air. I want to just pray for folks, pray for my great crew, and salute them. What a great crew. The radio crew is in the bunker. They are in the command base, and it's like Ender's Game. We're actually engaged in the New World Order, and we thought it was all a game the whole time. Let's go ahead. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead. I have to skip this break so I have time to get to all the callers as promised. The globalists are making the same mistake Napoleon and Hitler made, literally starting war with Russia. But if they think Russia is going to be an issue, the American people kick the redcoats' butt. And I don't care how much mind control you've got, how much propaganda. It may have 80% of the public caught in its web, and I think that's a high number. You don't have the rest of the people, and if people won't change and won't submit and won't roll over in the dirt, There are a lot of people that aren't scared. It's beyond being scared. You've got an instinct that my biggest problem, because I'm only like 5'10", 5'11", I hunch over, so I'm 5'10", and I am a big guy. I mean, I'm muscular, but I'm not like some of these huge guys that are 6'7", you know, 300 pounds, can bench press, you know, 600 pounds. And a lot of big guys are nice, but I have this problem, like if a big guy tries to push his way past me or treat me like I'm a little guy, I mean, I guess you'd call it Napoleonic syndrome. I say, listen, I mean, immediately I want to climb up on top of them and kick their ass. And it's actually a weakness of mine that I've developed not to be so, you know, looking for trouble. Because I don't look for fights, but the worst time is some big guy starts a fight with me, man. And what it is it's fight or flight. And I finally psychologically in the last decade figured out what it is and have learned to just control it. Let big guys push me around and stuff because I got bigger fights to fight. Is that it's a fight or flight. I mean, a big guy's pushing me around at a primitive level, my body gears up to, you know, go after him. And, you know, most of the time they're not going to win because I'm the little guy and they're in the wrong. I'm cornered. And it's the same thing with this government. That's why I'm not afraid of them. It's the opposite. I'm just like, these are bad, evil people who hate humanity, and my instincts are, let's fight them. But you don't fight them stupid by going in a grocery store and shooting cops who are probably good people. Even if they were bad, they deserve a trial. We don't become the New World Order to fight the New World Order is what I'm trying to get at. And I really appreciate that last caller. You touched my heart, sir. God bless you. Yeah, there's all sorts of weird experiments going on and just stuff that's off the chart. And it's industrial level. I'm not bragging when I say that when in the 80s, because late 80s, my mom and dad had multiple discussions. And my dad would say, let's talk about it privately and stuff like that with my mom, so I never even heard all of it. He won't talk about it today, where the CIA tried to hire him, because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA, to be inducted in Maryland into literal below-ground bases for a four-year secret tour. And they were hiring other top dentists that were pioneering implants. My dad pioneered implants and, you know, taught it at medical school and all that. And it was literally, they just said, it's cybernetics, it's highly advanced. And he was, and it was $400,000 a year, way more money than he was making then. And he owned dental offices. And he said no, because my dad did work at the medical school. He was someone who would do medical procedures on high level CIA people. They would come into him, and then they would not allow deadening. They would have people there watching while he did procedures on people just because they can't be put under. That was back during the Cold War. And so my dad did do that. Probably get mad at me when telling this. But the whole point is that what that guy was talking about, I mean, it's reportedly really bad what's going on now. I mean, you name it, Island of Dr. Maru level stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And it's just from what I've been told by high level people, not my dad. He was just went and interviewed and was told about it. And it's just we're not in Kansas is what I'm trying to tell people. Let's go to GB in Louisiana. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I have taken your advice. And I started my own web page, aggregating some news, trying to wake up my local community down here in New Orleans, and doing some man on the street type interviews in the French Quarter, just trying to wake up regular folks like me and you.
Well, keep it up. What do you think about what's going on with the attempt to start the Civil War? Do you disagree they're trying to do that, or what do you think?
No, I agree. I just completed a citizens academy with my local sheriff down here, and I confronted him on the fact that he was reiterating these talking points that you've been mentioning over the last, you know, God knows how long, about domestic terrorism and how they weren't worried about Al Qaeda anymore, and that. They've got to do something because people are dying every day. And I asked them, you know, where? he was speaking like there was already a war going on.
Well, that's because MSNBC and CNN go, there's an epidemic of Tea Partiers killing people. 36 in 12 years. That's three a year.
Yeah,
that's the opposite of an epidemic. That's less people than great white sharks kill every year, one of the rarest ways to die. I mean, my point is, no, that's the thing. They've got to do something. Harry Reid's on the Senate floor. We have the clip. We've got to shut down free speech, the Tea Party. I mean, this is outrageous.
I emailed Kurt Nimmo about an article that I'm working on, and I've included some audio footage from what he had to say, just a snippet of that.
So who is this that was saying that? Who is telling you this?
This is the sheriff down here in Jefferson Parish, Louisiana, and he's one of the biggest sheriffs because of the population that we have.
Oh, I know. That's the main one. And he said they got to do something about what? Because I know we have an article with another sheriff saying we got to prepare for war with the veterans because of the epidemic. It's a talking point, and they go out and say there's an epidemic of veterans killing police. We've got to go after them. Really? Where? Where? This Joker guy wasn't a veteran. I mean, he's saying they've got to gear up for who?
He was saying that people are dying every day because of domestic terrorism, and that he wasn't worried about Al-Qaeda anymore. I have to finish listening to the rest of the audio because it was been a couple of weeks since I completed the class, and I've been working on my website.
Sir, that's incredible. I want to put you on hold. I want to give you to our reporters, Adon Salazar, Kurt Nimmo, whoever it is you want to talk to. That is a powerful article that we need to put out, that they're teaching that in classes. I mean, that's the official rollout, that the Tea Party is the new Al-Qaeda and Alex Jones is its leader. I'm basically the new Osama bin Laden. I mean, let's just get it straight here. And, you know, you wake up in the morning and you discover that you're being blamed for cop killings and you're the new terror leader. I mean, it's weird. That's all I can say. My life is officially Twilight Zone level. Sir, I'm going to put you on hold. Are you in college or high school? What type of class was this?
No, I've completed college. I'm a professional, and this is a Citizens Academy sponsored by the Sheriff's Office to basically, I guess it's a PR type.
Oh, I got it. That's amazing. So citizens being taught, sheriff teaches citizens, citizen snitch classes, sheriff teaches citizens and snitch classes. How do you put a headline on it? A law enforcement snitch class says watch your neighbor, or says Tea Party's the terrorist. You think that's a fair headline?
Well, yeah, it's something like that, but it's not just that, because I got him on audio saying that he wishes he could have those FFL certificates as well, and I'm sure the people of Louisiana wouldn't appreciate that their gun loving sheriff would want to have a registration.
Wait a minute, the sheriff wants to get your guns registered? You're kidding.
I've got it on audio.
By the way, we've got it up. It says Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office Safety Citizens Academy guidelines. And see, folks, you don't want to just sit in a bunker getting guns ready. You want to go to all these events. You want to get intel for America and expose all these people that are teaching treason. God bless you, brother. I really want to hear that. Thank you so much. Lee in Georgia, thanks for holding here on the air.
Hey, Alex. I met you once before at the Dallas Fed rally. But I
yes, sir, brother.
About the children that they are shipping into the country. All these immigrants, they're illegal immigrants, and, how are they getting in here?
It's in the local news. Parents put their kids on planes, they land, and Customs has been told, take the children, give them lawyers, give them to Obama. They're Obama's cult children to be used as a political pawn now, and say, you must legalize them. Look at little Felipe. He's your responsibility. I mean, literally.
Well, it just set my spidey senses off, because it seems to me like, they're storing them at military bases now and all this stuff. Like, what if they're going to use them as child soldiers at a point?
Well, they say they're being abused. I mean, I don't know. Look, Oliver North wanted to use rounding up immigrants in an immigrant wave as a cover to build FEMA camps and to get everybody used to military holding large groups of non-criminal populations. And that's called Rex 84. That's declassified. So, yeah, that could be it, brother. Great points. I'm sorry to Greg in North Carolina. No, no. You know what? We're going to continue Overdrive. We'll come back with a fixed bayonets clip, and then we'll go to Jeff and Mark and everybody else straight ahead. We've got a Jakari Jackson intro as well we're going to play. Let's play the Jakari Jackson clip when we come back. We're just going to keep going. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential four-foot situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere, and that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering Overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
It's Alex Jones.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let's shoot. Blair.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason.
reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and are giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964. To do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision. But I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
It's your cult member. Music played on people's side. Just for me, the church bells rang. It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Now he's gone, I don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Well, Jakari Jackson's quite the artiste when it comes to video presentations. Very touching. I guess he wants to give Darren McBreen a run for his money around here, or Rob Jacobson, or Josh Owens, or Rob Dew. Well, what an incredible team. Or Marcos Morales. We just have such a great team. I didn't even list them all when it comes to video. But they all love Liberty, and it's such a blessing to build a team like this. The feds have been here before when I was going to release the Obama deception, asking about it. But they gave me a gag order, so I couldn't say why they were here. I could have fought it, but people, then the usual suspects, said it was a lie, the FBI wasn't here. And, of course, it later came out in the Associated Press they were. About a year later when the gag order was lifted, reporters got a hold of it. I am not at liberty to talk about it, but... And I guess this will probably happen with more people, but the FBI is visiting DHS, the overarching DHS, is visiting people without warrants who are contributors to the InfoWars network and asking questions about me. In a case in California, it's an ongoing thing. So it's just pure intimidation, and it doesn't intimidate anybody. In fact, I was tired today, a couple hours of the show, but I just did overdrive because of this. And I think I'm going to shoot a couple special reports tonight now, and maybe I'll just stay up here till 2 in the morning. Because that's my rule, is that people censor us, we double down. People try to shut us down, we get louder. Somebody punches me in the face, I punch them back twice. And the president of the United States is not our president. He is a lawless criminal. I'm an American being raped by the private Federal Reserve, raped by Obamacare, raped by their GMO, raped by them funding Al-Qaeda with my tax money to kill 300,000 mainly Christians in Egypt, Libya, and Syria. And I have a right to not be your slave. I have a right to not be urinated on by you and your minions who hate me. Well, you fly around in your jets and your red carpets telling poor Africans they can't have air conditioning or a car because they're bad. They should feel guilty. A, you don't understand science, but you do. You want them to be poor and accept being poor. But if you did believe that crap, you wouldn't be such a giant consumer like all of you hypocrites You people are a bunch of criminal con artists with fancy PR. But what happens when people don't buy your fancy PR, no matter how much perfume you put on it? It's still a hog. A big, ugly, rotting, stinking carcass of a hog. And here's the news. You can demonize me all day long. People want off the New World Order train. People don't like where it's going. You can try to stir up race wars all day. You can try to stir up fights between the sexes and religious fights. You can fund destabilization all over the world. You can say our veterans are crap and cut off their VA care and try to euthanize them or psyop them and tell them they're mentally ill and try to put them on drugs. They're waking up. And you evildoers, and that's what they are. They love doing evil. They love inventing evil. They want to teach kids 2 + 2 = 5. Because they've got to grow up in a world where I say don't kill police, don't be violent. And then they say I'm causing people to kill police. That's 2 + 2 = 5. No, it equals 4, ladies and gentlemen. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. 2 + 2 = 4. They hate that. It's like Bill Murray in Ghostbusters where he's tapping on the piano and goes, oh, they hate that. That's a joke. I'm not joking when I say they hate that. These bogeys, these boobies, booby doesn't mean an idiot like you think. That's the popular parlance. It means a pirate, a China Sea pirate. And the globalists are beyond boobies. Your classic pirates of the world were just robbing other merchant navies that were pirates in their own right in many cases. It was men against men. You could admire pirates to a certain extent if you actually study them. Some of the pirates of the Caribbean, things like that. But I will tell you right now, I do not admire the pirates that run Skull and Bones and the pirates that run MSNBC. They are despicable people. They don't have a passion and a love for women. They don't have a passion and love for art. Or what they do have a love for is ugliness and lies and fraud and stench. And they want to turn everybody's productivity off so they can squat on what's left of it and dole it out. They want to tell everybody what to do. And I am set against them forever. And this show is a testament to the ragtag nature of liberty and the fact that it's got them all up in a dander. We have a bigger audience than pathetic MSNBC. CNN is a shadow of itself. You people are pathetic. So just keep saying I'm a terrorist or deeply racist or behind the Boston bombing or, you know, I was born in 1974. Maybe I was, if it was a cop was shot in 73, maybe I did that too before I was born. Why are they demonizing us? Because they're scared. Let's go to your calls. Greg in North Carolina. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'll be brief because I know you're pressed for time.
No, I got time. We don't go to break for a while. Go ahead.
Well, fortunately, I have a lot of time to do research, and I came across a really interesting tidbit that I'm really surprised that the mainstream media has not picked up on this. But it appears, Alex, that you had something to do with the Hindenburg disaster in 1937.
You're kidding.
I just want to know what you have to say for yourself, young man.
Well, I'm against blimps being filled with hydrogen. I think passenger blimps should not be filled with hydrogen. They should be filled with helium. And I apologize for the death and the loss, but I wasn't involved.
Well, you know, the Titanic didn't really hit an iceberg, and I know it blew up midstream, and I hear that you had something to do with that as well.
Well, I'm sorry for the loss of lives there, but I wasn't involved, I promise.
Take care, Alex.
Thank you for calling. That guy sounded like Porter Stansberry. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in New Mexico. Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I finally got to the telephone to talk to you after all these years I've been listening to you, man.
You sound like a character.
Well, I guess I am. I'm an ex-Air Force pilot and a Vietnam vet. And I can tell you stories. I've never really talked to you, but I decided today, someone said, try to get in, and I did. I got in, so here I am.
Well, I want to say what I always say to people. Thank you for putting up with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, Alex, I want to tell you something, pal. I'm quite a bit older than you. I'm 75 years old. I was around for Vietnam, all of that mess and all the rest of it, in the Air Force at the time, flying. I've flown all my life. That's all I've ever done. I'm a test pilot, ex-test pilot, the whole nine yards. And I have been around the horn. And I mean, I've been around the horn. A lot of the stuff you read about and hear about sometimes I was even involved in. So I didn't just get out of the fall off the wagon is what I'm trying to say.
You didn't just fall off a pumpkin truck.
Got it. You got it. In fact, they had me picking the pumpkins. Anyway, what I called you about, I just want to encourage you, brother, and you are my brother, pal. Let me tell you, you are my brother. This country, my God, I hope the people wake up. They've got to wake up. They're not going to be a country if they keep going the way they're going. This cannot stand. They put a man in the presidency. They can't even legally be the president. I don't even want to get on that subject. But this is how bad we have slid backwards, and we're still sledding backwards. The things that you're giving them, thank God you're there, Alex. I could never talk. But you can talk, man. Give it to them. Before we're actually shooting at each other. You know, at my age, I hate to think I'm going to have to drag a rifle off the wall one of these days. It could happen. I'm not going to give into this. I've listened to you for years, man. I mean, way back there. And going back to John Stadtmiller, the first time I ever heard of you.
Oh, yeah, John's still doing a good job with his show. Well, listen, I want to tell you something. We've got a project where when I hear iconic voices, we're going to have them do voiceovers like Scottish John, who's an Austin listener, and I've known him for about 15 years, running into him at pro-gun demonstrations. And we pay Scottish John for doing that ad, even though he didn't want money. Your voice right over the phone, you could do some good ads and promos. So if you want to give us your name and number, I'm going to start this project so it's not just my voice all day with the ads or promos. Or even famous quotes of founders. I want to start including that on the nightly news every night. So maybe once a week you could record on a tape recorder. We sent you that and mail it back to us, or if you're not technical. But I'd like to have you do some voiceovers because you've got an iconic, sounds like a Texas accent. Are you from New Mexico or Texas?
Born and raised in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
And,
all right, well, listen.
My family's all buried down there. Everybody, I've got a wife. We've been married for a lot of years. And
yeah.
She's a school teacher. And like I said, I still the last job I was on that I've done, the Jepson Flight Simulator, I'm the guy that did all the work for MDM on that. So guys that don't like that, they can blame me for it. I did literally all the flight work for MDM, and then they sold it to Jepson, the program. They also did a twin engine program, and I did that also. But I've got thousands and thousands and thousands of hours flying airplanes.
Well, that's amazing. Well, we want to talk to you again. Give us your name and number if you want to do some voiceovers for us, all right?
Yeah, sure, anytime.
Guys, get his name and number right now, John Harmon. Thank you. Don't hang up. All right, that was a very interesting caller. What was his name again? Mark in New Mexico. Yeah, just hearing his voice at first, it was really interesting. I feel sorry for folks having to hear my raspy voice all day, and half the time I'm gibbering and jabbering. That's why I don't like compliments, is because this is such a big job, and I can't even listen to my own show half the time when I hear a rebroadcast. I mean, I sound like an obnoxious, nutbag sometimes. But it's because I'm reporting on what's going on that is crazy. But I'm not crazy. The world is just weird. It's weird. And by the way, folks, if you want to do voiceovers for us, do audio clips and send them to, say, showtips at Infowars.com or maybe audio at Infowars. Create that email, audio at Infowars. Or how about voice at Infowars? That'll be the email, voice at Infowars. We'll create that email. And if you think you got a voice that we could use, don't feel bad if we don't contact you. Send an audio file there because, quite frankly, I'm sick of hearing my voice. We're looking at replacing pretty much most of the voiceovers with other people, not me. But I want original voices, not the classic radio voice of, hey, everybody, it's sunny outside. And I don't try to sound like a radio guy. I've got a blasted, blown-out voice. That's why it sounds like this. And half the time I'm so wound up it's unlistenable, but it's very humbling to hear old guys like that having confidence in me. I just know all these great people. I know, like, world bull riding champions, and I know, test pilots, and I know, just amazing people who are big fans of this show. I know Chuck Yeager is a listener, but then his lawyers got a hold of him when he's about to come on and wouldn't let him come on, which is wrong. I should be able to get Chuck Yeager on. We ended up getting contacted by his people. But then, then his lawyer contacted us. Well, we don't think now is the time, blah, blah, blah. So it's just, people go, Chuck Yeager, who's Chuck Yeager? The average person doesn't even know who Chuck Yeager is. And I think that shows why this country is so screwed up. That's a guy from West Virginia right there. I would interview Chuck Yeager just about like the 50-something Nazi airplanes he shot down, stuff like that. That's a guy like from my grandfather's generation, a living fossil who still jumps out of airplanes. I'm out of, let's just do the whole hour. I will shut up when we come back and go to Jeff and let me see who else. Julian and a few others that have been holding the longest, but that's all I can get to is Jeff and Julian and maybe Crazy Horse. You got to go to Crazy Horse. But just today, Homeland Security visited one of our auxiliary reporters, a fellow that's done some work for us, asking about me. And I'm proud of him. He said, you don't have a warrant. Get off my property. I'm not talking to you. I mean, this is thought control.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7,000 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
So we have even right there.
What's his name?
from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
All right, final segment to jam these calls in. Like I said, the guys compiled a breakdown of the Oregon shooting. They did find someone else with a gun, but say it's unrelated. Who knows what that means? The mayor lodged the drill that occurred a couple months ago there, but then there's been no confirmation that drill did happen. Probably just gang-related, two people, one bad guy, one other person shooting someone. But, again, they just hype up this fetish when people – there's 317 million people. There's going to be stuff going on. People get struck by lightning. People drowned. I mean, it goes on. Let's go to phone calls here. Let's go to Jeff in Canada. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, God bless InfoWars and the entire team. We're praying for you and all your families. I can imagine what they must be going through. But what I wanted to talk about was the Canadian government and how complicit they are and how in lockstep they are with this entire globalist agenda. All the way back, going back to the 60s, involved in the MKUltra program, to and including, you know, the Afghan war in Afghanistan and the opium war that they've been there for the Anglo-American Empire. But what I wanted to talk about was this New Brunswick shooter and how I believe that there's a good chance that this is completely staged. Within a few minutes of the shooting going on, they had somebody there taking photographs, like profile photographs of the shooter, you know, for...
Yeah, no, that's always telltale that before connections were even found to me, all the usual White House-controlled suspects were saying Alex Jones Tea Party, and then voila, it was all there.
Well, this guy in New Brunswick is, you know, the Canadian patriot guy and the guns and libertarian and freedom, and it happened exactly at the same time as this Las Vegas shooter, just right in lockstep shooting a couple of cops, you know, and he's a freedom guy, anarchist, blah, 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 whatever. And I just think that the Canadian government is completely complicit in this, and if people in Canada think that we're going to escape this civil war, you know, your brothers to the north are pretty much involved.
Oh, I know. They're arresting preachers that read anti-homosexual stuff out of the Bible in Canada. And again, I don't go to churches where they're bashing a bunch of people or whatever, but at the same time, it's free speech. And we're supposedly in the West here, ladies and gentlemen, and you got to support free speech. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Julian in Texas. Sorry, last caller I have time for to the others. I want to go to Crazy Horse, too. We'll see. Julian, go ahead. Very interesting. Go ahead, Julian. Okay, well, I guess we will go to Crazy Horse. It was meant to be. Crazy Horse in California. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I don't want to go into details or specifics of names and anything because I want to protect officers and their families, as well as myself. You know, I haven't really spoken to my lawyer for calling you, but...
Sure, tell me what happened. Nobody, you're anonymous and nobody knows. It doesn't matter. Go ahead. Tell me.
I just want to tell you and your listeners that the sheriffs are being told, you know, all of this propaganda. So, excuse me.
No, they're going out and taking patriots' guns in a soft gun confiscation, and so they brought up, well, patriots are killing people, we got to take your guns?
Well, there was an issue that came up. We had a string of burglaries around my area, and a car showed up on my neighbor's property. It looked like they were running from somebody.
I know. Finish real quick, because you say on the board they took your gun.
Yeah, basically, the sheriff came, they took my gun, they never charged me, and they...
No, that's because you're in California. Even Bloomberg reports the headline that gun confiscation has begun. Outside of law, just like Obama's opened the borders.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.